Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Kuf Hei, Sanhedrin 105a. Pagination is 209. We're going to start on the facing page, the last three lines, making reference to a statement of the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, Daf Tzadik 90a. The Mishnah over there said that on the concept of Olam Haba, the world to come, there's seven specific people that are Ein Lohem Chelek La'olam Haba, who do not have a share in the world to come. And they are divided as such: Shalosha Malachim, three kings, Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. And as far as Arba'a Hedyotos, the four citizen-type people, Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, and Gehazi. Now, these seven people are listed by our Mishnah as not having a chelik in Olam Haba. In their lifetime, they went too far. People stray, people do wrong, there's a cleansing process of Gehenim, there's Hashem's calculation, mitzvahs, averus, etc. But these seven people went too far. Our Gemara is going to challenge that understanding in six of the people. Bilam, the non-Jewish prophet who wanted to curse the Jews and who gave the terrible advice to try to get them to sin in order to overcome the Jews. So he's out. No one challenges that here. But this Gemara is going to challenge the six that are mentioned in the Mishnah. Again, Yeravam, the one who split the kingdom, introduced the Israelite kingdom, and introduced idol worship in order to avoid the people from going to Yerushalayim and recognizing that there's a real king and a Beis HaMikdash, etc. Achav, the wicked king who killed out many Jewish prophets and who was big into Avodah Zarah, the one who had the showdown with Eliyahu, and Menashe, which we've done a session on discussing how he was the son of the righteous Chizkiyahu and introduced terrible Avodah Zarah worship to the land, and eventually, in his time of need, when he was captured, he prayed to Hashem and, according to one approach, did a legitimate teshuvah, or at least a tshuva that was accepted. The others, Bilam we mentioned, wanted to curse the Jews. Doeg was a Talmid Chacham, a leader in the Jewish system of law in the court, and he advised Shaul in a sinful way that David was trying to rebel, and that Nov Ir HaKohanim had rebelled, and he proceeded to kill them out. Achitofel is the wondrous advisor who ended up siding with Avshalom in his rebellion against his father David. And Gehazi is the student, the Mesharis of Elisha, and besides whatever he did wrong, but the noteworthy thing that's mentioned is that when Naaman, the general of another kingdom, came to be cured by Elisha, because they heard that there's a miracle man among the Jews, and he came to be cured, and Elisha instructed him to bathe in a certain way, so Elisha, after the cure occurred, refused payment because he wanted to make a Kiddush Hashem, and Gehazi ran after to try to obtain payment. And Elisha cursed Gehazi that the tzaras should afflict him and his children, and Gehazi was pushed away from the court of Elisha. So our Gemara tells us, Darshei Rishumos Hayu Omrim, those who saw the depth in Psukim used to say, Kulan ba'in la'olam haba, these six people do get a shear in the world to come. Shene'emar, and they quote a pasuk. It's interesting, this pasuk shows up in Tehillim, Perek Samach, chapter 60, and in Kapitel Kuf Ches, 108. In both cases, it's Psukim, Tes, and Yud, 9 and 10. And the Pasuk, which is a little bit enigmatic, it's obviously making references to different things, is explained by the Darshei Rishumos as referring to these six people. Let's see it one line up from the bottom as the Gemara explains it. Li Gilad Ze'achov. When it says Hashem is saying Gilad is mine, meaning it represents someone who's in, that's referring to Achav Shenafa Baramos Gilad. He fell in that place in battle, and apparently that was an atonement for him. Menasha Kimashmo, when it says Menasha in the Pasuk, it means the famous Menasha, the son of Chizkiyo, the king of the Jewish people, and that he's accepted back from his, because of his tshuva. Ephraim, Ma'uzroshi Zeyeravim Degasim Ephraim. When it says Ephraim, it's referring to Yeravim, who comes from that tribe. Yehuda Mechokiki Zeachitofel. When it says Yehuda is my lawgiver, that's referring to Achitofel, that comes from Yehuda, and he was a lawgiver. He was a Talmud Chacham. He taught David something, and perhaps that's the insight that eventually his merit was able to come through after he was punished for his wrongdoing and his bad counsel. The word Moav, according to some, is a continuation. It's the beginning of the second pasuk, but according to some, it's like a continuation. Yehuda Mechokiki Moav is all a continuation that the real Yehuda, in other words, the most noble of families, was David's, that comes from Rus of Moav. Otherwise, we just read it as it is written here, Moav Sirachzi. There's some sort of bathing, Zegechazi, that's referring to Gechazi, who got punished because of the reward that he tried to extract as a result of that miraculous bathing. Al Edom, Ashlech Na'ali, even someone from Edom is included in Hashem's broad endeavor over here of inclusiveness. That's referring to Doeg Adomi, who is attributed to Edom. Alai Peleshes Hisro Oi, it will be upon me, Hashem says, the topic of Peleshes to bring peace, to bring friendship. And the Gemara explains, Amru Malach HaYasharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angels say in front of Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Im Yavo David, if David were to come, Shehoreges HaPlishti, he killed the Plishti, the famous Goliath, Vahorish Espanecha Gas, and he enabled the inheritance for your children of that area, and he's going to complain. As Rashi explains, he's going to complain. How can you include Doeg and Achitofel in Olam Haba after all they did to David personally, maligning him to Shaul, ruining his relationship with the king and father-in-law? How could you include them? How can you work it through with them? Ma'ata Osalo, what are you going to do for your beloved David if he complains about this, that you're giving them a share in the world to come? Amar lohen, Hashem says to them, Alai la'asosan reyim ze lo ze, it's upon me, it's on my shoulders, so to speak, to make them friends. I'm going to work it out with David. And apparently, as evil as these people are described, but on some level, Hashem is understanding, according to the Darshei Rishumos, that these people were positioned in a certain way and resulted in certain chatoim, and if they get their atonement, whether it's this world or Gehenim or however it works, but ultimately there's a chance for them to have Olam Haba, and that's the description. We indeed had on yesterday's daf, we had the concept that as bad as Doeg is, but if only Yonasan would have given David two loaves of bread, the whole thing wouldn't have happened. In other words, there's circumstances that created the nisayon, the challenge that was so, we don't believe it's insurmountable, a person has free choice, but so big that there's still room, according to the Doshe Rishumos, for atonement. Indeed, the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, Rav Letzato, writes that after the cleansing process is put into place with Gehenim, so it's only a few people, is the description, that won't make it. But in general, there's hope, there's atonement, there's a method. So we have a machlokes between the Mishnah and the Dorshei Rishumos, whether these six people will or won't have a shir in Olam Haba. The concept, as we see it, is that certainly there are people who lose their chance to Olam Haba. Certainly, there are a lot of people who are making it to Olam Haba. The question is where to draw the line exactly with precision. And we discuss these six people as examples of will they make it in, will they not make it in. And the Darshei Rishumos say that according to the Pasuk in Tehillim, they will make it in, and that Hashem says it's upon me to work things out, to give them sufficient atonement, and it's upon me to work it out, Hashem says, that David, the righteous one, who was wronged so grievously, should be able to accept the situation and make peace with it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.